Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to be with you and to be able to introduce you to some really smart people and some really important people and some really impressive people. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm going to do my best to get through this next interview. It's a mixed emotion thing. A great deal of pride that I talk about, that I introduce you to our next guest, and it's also kind of an emotional thing for me, and I think you'll see what I mean when I tell you that George Lutz is someone I met about George Lutz the first, I should say. I met him a few weeks ago. I guess it was in over in Virginia when I was speaking over there, and yeah, that's where it was, in Hampton Roads, Virginia. And my wife had just met him, and she introduced me to George and told me a little bit of the story. And it just kind of took me by surprise. And when I found out what George was doing, George is the father of one of our nation's greatest heroes. Let me just get him in here and get him to tell us about what's going on. George Lutz, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to speak to your audience today.
George, your son is was in Iraq in 2005 in Fallujah.
As my
audience knows, my son had just been in Fallujah just the year before, uh-huh. and spent a tour there. That was his first tour in Iraq. My son, after two tours in Iraq, came home safe and sound. Yours didn't. Tell us the story, please.
Right. Can I mention, just before I start, can I mention our website, Jim?
Well, we're going to mention your website a lot today. Go ahead.
Okay, but honorandremember.org, honorandremember.org, just in case people are at their computers.
I got you.
But let me tell you a little bit about this. When Tony was killed, it was December 29th of 05. This is nearly 3 years ago this year. I did what probably every parent would do in a circumstance like this. I went into a state of shock. You know, when you get that knock on the door and those two guys standing there, you just don't want to open it, you know. And kind of after the disbelief and the numbness started to wear off, and you can imagine, or some of your audience probably can imagine what that's like, I slowly began to take a hold of anything that I could that was a part of his world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the future building of memories is over. You know, that day, mm-hmm. you know, there's no more phone calls and there's no more letters and there's no more emails. And so you began to seek out every past memory that you can find.
Any connection,
anything that you can hold on to, letters, emails, videotapes. I mean, anything was important. And then once that I began to realize that I could feel again, and this probably took many months after that, once I was done with that collection of memories, I started to look around, and I wanted to know what the nation was doing. You know, how did they remember? How did they pay tribute? Because that was important to me. My son volunteered to be in a place to do something he believed in, and, you know, this is a healthy, strong individual, you know, ready to take on the world, thinking he was invincible.
Father of two children.
Yeah, right, thinking he's invincible. And then all of a sudden you realize, well, he wasn't as invincible as you thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a special person to do that.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to know, well, how did the nation feel about that? Did they think anything about it? Did they care about it? What did they do? And mostly I did a lot of internet researching, and I found sites that were tributes to the fallen by parents, you know, to remember their children.
Right.
There's license plates that states have started to remember the fallen. There's individual statues. There's names on memorials. Believe me,
we do a show here every Memorial Day. As my audience knows, George, we do live programming all holidays. Based almost every other day too. Very few replays on this around here, but certainly on the holidays. Memorial Day, we talk about these things. Veterans Day, we talk about these things.
Yeah, that's great.
Fourth of July, we talk about these things. We have people on, not unlike yourself. But the truth is, up until now, there really wasn't any kind of a national symbol that specifically recognized and honored and remembered the specific individuals who have died, who paid the ultimate sacrifice for this nation. There had not been one of those up until now.
Exactly. And from the beginning of our country, there's been no tangible tribute that collectively we can say thank you to those heroes, to their families, to their veterans that served with them. And so, there was something that was missing. And there's two things that I found were very important for a parent in this situation. We're called Gold Star parents, by the way, for those who don't understand that term. But there's two things. One was that sacrifice was not in vain. It doesn't matter the politics of the situation or the conflict or the war. When your child is gone, he's gone. And please don't let that sacrifice be in vain. And the second thing is, show me how you remember. I'm never going to forget them. I don't want you to forget them either. And so why was that any different than any parent from any war from the beginning of our history?
Right.
I'm sure they all felt the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, and as you've mentioned, there was no tribute, was I kept seeing the POW flag flying everywhere.
Right.
And I thought, what an honor, what a tribute to a small group of individuals who needed to be remembered, we needed to be reminded that they were captured or missing. But I thought, there were 60,000 individuals who died in Vietnam.
Yep.
They didn't have a flag. They didn't have a tribute.
Quarter million in World War II.
Right. There's a million and a half, we believe. There's mm-hmm. a lot of numbers out there, but we believe there's about a million and a half up.
George, let me help out a little bit because we're coming up on a break. Before we go to the next break, folks, I want to remind you that this is a flag that recognizes and honors and remembers those who have fallen. George, I want you to give us the website one more time.
HonorAndRemember.org.
HonorAndRemember.org. You can go there. You can learn more about this. You can support it. Yes, we're going to ask you for some contributions. When you go to this website, don't go to the website, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go to the website if you don't want to contribute. 20 after. We'll be right back.
Times get rough, and you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with George Lutz, ladies and gentlemen, LUTZ, if you want to Google him. George Lutz is the founder and the executive director of Honor and Remember Incorporated. George's son, Tony, George Lutz II, was killed by a sniper fire in Fallujah, Iraq, almost 3 years ago. And so George, as you heard us mention earlier, decided recognized that there was no flag, there was no symbol, no single symbol that honored just those who gave their life in service to our country. And we think there's maybe as many as 1.5 million over the history of our country. And so this new flag that he's created, that his organization has created, is that flag. And it's honorandremember.org. Folks, go there and contribute. And George is going to tell us in a minute why, what your money is going to go for. But there's also, George, a bill in Congress right now, H.R. 7111, that has been introduced into the House of Representatives. Tell us a little bit about this bill and what you're proposing the bill to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very simple, Jim. Let me say that 4 months to the day, we unveiled this flag on Memorial Day of this year, on May 26th, and 4 months to the day, this bill was introduced into the congressional record, and to me that was just divine providence.
That's light speed.
It's just been amazing. But what this bill will do will establish the Honor and Remember flag as an official national symbol in recognition of all those from the beginning of our country who died in military service. And this isn't killed in action. This is those who died while serving
on active duty.
Exactly. If you put on a uniform and you were put under authority and said, you can place me in danger, I give you my permission.
A training accident.
No matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what. This is all-encompassing.
This happens every day around the world. Some we lose people like that. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so this bill has been introduced by sponsored by two representatives, Congresswoman Thelma Drake and Congressman Randy Forbes from Virginia. And they have introduced it. And basically, when it is become established as a flag, it will be able to be flown on military bases, veteran hospitals, post offices, government facilities, and that's what we're looking for.
Wherever people want to fly it,
or individuals. I mean, flags are available now.
Yeah, individuals can fly. Okay, now here, I want you to tell us though. By the way, folks, honorandremember.org. I want you to know about that website. Now, you're also going to do another thing. Tell us what you're going to do with flags for people who have lost their children on active duty.
Well, the interesting thing is, and your audience might think, isn't that big enough? Isn't that more important enough? You got a bill in Congress, you're going to have a flag flown around the nation. And no, it's not enough, actually. And it's not even our primary goal. To me, that's a secondary goal, to see those flags flying. My primary goal is to bless those moms and dads out there that have lost children. And as a charitable organization, it is one unique feature of this flag is that it can be personalized with a name of a lost one actually on the flag. And we are, as an organization, going to, as a mission, give a personalized flag to every living mother that has lost a child. And that mother can come from any era of conflict or war, all the way from Korea, Vietnam, and up. But we will place, we believe there's as many as 20,000 sets of parents out there that are still living that lost children. That's probably... Mothers and fathers. It'll probably cost us in the neighborhood of $5 million, you know, just to think about that goal.
Yeah.
Not to mention those that are being lost every day.
Yeah.
And so that is the most important thing to me, to put that in the hands of them, and then they will see the nation flying the flag.
So you're going to identify the names of these people. You're going to find the family, the parents who are still living, hand them a flag, an honor and remember flag with their child's name on it for them to have and keep at no cost. They just hold their hands out and take it.
Exactly.
You're going to deliver those.
If I can personally do it, I will do it. Believe me.
But I mean, your organization is going to deliver these.
Yes, they are.
It's going to take $5 million, ladies and gentlemen. This is a good cause, or it wouldn't be on my show. I've met George. We've looked into what he's doing. You go to honorandremember.org. You can contribute $50. $100, $5,000, $2,000, whatever you want. George, you take credit cards there?
Yes, sir, we do. And we are a 501c3.
You're a charity, and what about the administration? The financial administration. Is that paid out of these contributions?
It would be, yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It would be all part of that, absolutely.
Right.
Right now, the financial administration is me organizing.
Right, but this is not something you're not getting any financial gain out of this yourself.
Absolutely.
100% is going toward the cause.
Yep.
People want to know that. George, your son, George A. Tony Lutz II, father of two, and your son was killed by sniper fire in Fallujah in December of 2005. George, on behalf of a grateful nation and a father whose son was in Fallujah the year before, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for the memory of your son, and we hope we just keep you and your family in our prayers.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you for the work that you're doing. Honorandremember.org, ladies and gentlemen. Go there today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.